Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Lincoln University head football coach Josh Dean. His squad getting ready to open the 2019 season. They will do that September 5th when they visit Lock Haven. And first of all, coach, as you're working here through camp, what are your feelings with the team? How have things going here as you've started workouts?
I couldn't be more pleased with the workouts and where we are at as a team right now. We're going into our second week of camp. We're healthy, which that's any coach's dream at this point. And, you know, we're gelling together. You know, we have a bunch of new young talent coming in and some transfers that have added to the depth and to the mix of our team, and, you know, led by guys like Solomon Bass, Keenan Reed, and Devon Cathcart. I think that we're on our way, and it's just an exciting time here at Lincoln University.
When you look at the strength, and you mentioned Solomon Bassett had a monster year on the defensive line last year, is that pass rush, is that one of the top things on the depth chart as far as strengths on this squad?
Yeah, you know, I think it is. You know, and I couldn't talk about Solomon unless I talk about the rest of the defense. You know, the one thing is I think last year, you know, Solomon, he was very productive, but it was difficult on him because of the other positions' productivity. And, you know, I think a year of developing and bringing some new pieces in will only help make his job easier. So I'm excited to see what kind of productivity he'll have this year, because now we have some other guys on the defensive line with him that'll make his job a lot easier. And, you know, teams started to key on him and double team and kind of scheme away and at him. So now that, you know, we made some adjustments defensively that will allow Solomon to get those one-on-one matchups and be very productive still.
Let's talk about the offensive side of the football. Start with the quarterback position. Where are you as far as your starter and development and such?
Well, we have a three-way competition between Emmett Hunt, Eben Jackson, and Zach Green. And it's a very tight battle right now. All three of them bring something a little bit different. They're all passers, more throwers than runners, and they've all had bright spots. Right now, Eben Jackson is in the lead. He's come in as a senior. He's been here two or three years, so he's came in and done a very good job for us now. And there hasn't been any final decision yet. You know, we still have two scrimmages, one Saturday and one next Thursday before we make our final decision. But, you know, he's the one leading in the clubhouse right now, and the other guys are right behind him chomping at the bit.
We've talked about positions and stuff like that. It's Lincoln's, you guys are a program that have struggled to kind of break through. One part of it, obviously, is X and O and talent and such. How much of it also is creating the mindset that we can win, we should win, and get over that mental hump of becoming a program that can win?
Yeah, it's definitely all of that. You know, there is a part that's the X's and O's, and there is a part that's talent. But I firmly believe that if you have a structure and a foundation that is solid, and a consistency amongst the players and the coaches about what the expectations and the standards are, it'll breed success. I mean, you look at any of the top programs in the Division I, Division II, NFL levels, you know, the teams that are the most successful are the ones that have a level of consistency and a clear understanding of what the objective is. And that's been our mission this whole camp and building. You know, we feel like we have a team that's more catered to what this coaching staff and this university wants, as far as being a student athlete, you know, student first, athlete second, and being a team player first before an individual player. You know, Solomon Bassett is our star, and there's no doubt about it, but he'll tell you he's only going to be as good as the rest of his teammates are, and he leads that charge. So having guys like him and getting the support from President Dr. Brenda Allen and Harry Stinson, our athletic director, you know, it's a great time to be a Lincoln Lion. And they're just giving us that consistency. And it hasn't been there. It hasn't been there in years. You know, I tell people we're creating traditions now. You know, this senior class is creating a tradition and a legacy that's going to be passed on year in and year out. So what we build now is what this next group will follow and what the standard is. So it could be 3, 5, 7, 10 wins. Whatever the bar we set with this group here, this next group will come up and we'll try to lead and try to keep pushing that bar. So the goal is here is to do something that no team here has done before, you know, and more than the team that the most has have ever been done here, and go week by week. And so the most important game is Lock Haven.
And are there any young players, new faces? You mentioned some transfers, freshmen that you feel like that has shown you that maybe they can have an immediate impact here in 2019?
Yeah. Offensively, there's a number of offensive linemen. We have some young freshman offensive linemen that have come, done a great job. But actually, as a receiver, Jordan Gray, who's had a heck of a camp. I believe he hasn't dropped the football yet. And they find, and our quarterbacks, you know, find him often. Also on the defensive end, you know, we've had a couple of D-line transfers. Sadiq Moore that transferred from Cal U in Pennsylvania, and Charles Travi, who's come in and done a great job from Lackawanna College. And we also have Kyle Wilkins, who transferred here from West Point. So we feel good about the guys, and they just come in and they're workers. You know, we talked about that this morning, is that we've been fortunate enough to get some guys that transferred that are here and about business, and they're ready to work. And they've just joined in and followed the lead of guys like Solomon, Kenny Reed, and Devon Cathcart. And it's just a great mix. So we couldn't be more excited about this group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.